Tomorrow night, we'll bring a Fayetteville pork premiere. A leaping 6-foot-tall white pig will make its debut. The figure will become familiar, but with some modifications, over the next few months. The sculpture is part of an ambitious fundraising effort for Ozark Literacy Council. Roughly 24 copies of the pig will be sponsored, adapted by artists in their own vision, then auctioned off this fall. In between the design and the auction phases, the decorated pigs will be seen all over Fayetteville. Tomorrow night, the blank pig will be shown off for the first time at what's being called Ella's Pygmalion Preview Party at Ella's Restaurant at the Inn at Carnell Hall on the edge of the University of Arkansas campus. This sort of citywide animal-inspired public art installation began with a Cows on Parade in Zurich in 1998 and then became wildly popular in Chicago a year later when that city had its own Cows on Parade. During that Chicago exhibit, almost every corner turned in downtown revealed another artist's take on a bovine sculpture. Wendy Poole, the executive director of Ozark Literacy Council, says the desire here was to have the same kind of experience, just with pigs.
Absolutely. And we took all the research from every other city that has done this, and many cities have done this. But, you know, we couldn't do anything else except for a pig here.
Well, I was going to ask, was there any discussion?
Nothing. Never, ever.
Not mosquitoes, not...
Nothing.
Okay.
No. We knew we had to do a pig, but we knew we also couldn't do a razorback because of the licensing problems there. So we went ahead with it. The board did their work. Our board, Ozark Literacy Board, they made us do all the research and make sure that we could do it because we're a very small agency. We have a budget less than $150,000, and this is a big, costly project. So they gave us, after about 2 or 3 months of, you know, due diligence, we finally were given the okay, and so we started it last year.
There are 25 pigs up for sponsorship in Pigsibition. This past winter, after a call to area artists, there were more than 140 submissions for how to dress up a pig. Those artistic visions can be found in the portfolio online. The artist ideas range from swine flu, that's spelled F-L-E-W, the pig has wings and an Air Force design, to the New Orleans-themed The Pig Easy.
That was the first sell, was selling it to the artists. This was a great idea that we could link literacy in Northwest Arkansas with the fantastic culture, artistic, local artistic community that we have. So we sold it well, I think. We had over 50 artists and 3 or 4 families that did it as projects. And we had submissions from Oklahoma City to all the way to Little Rock. And then, of course, we have some foreign countries involved as well because we have an international student population. So some of our students entered.
Potential patrons can sponsor an artist's work for $3,000 or $6,000. The higher donation means the finished pig remains yours forever. The $3,000 sponsored pigs will then be auctioned off in October to the highest bidders. So far, about half of the pigs have been claimed. Each artist selected receives a $500 honorarium upon completion of the pig. And the creative process doesn't have to stop there, according to Don Moore, a co-organizer of Pigsibition and board member of Ozark Literacy Council.
And then there's always another option, too, that we keep throwing in, that if this sponsor has someone who is one of his employees or one of his family who's artistic and wants to take on the challenge of doing the pig, we would welcome that, too. All they'd have to do is just submit their artwork to us and go through the committee, and we'd get that working pretty quick.
The first chance to see the blank pig, created by sculptor Mike Davis Gutierrez, will be tomorrow night. The 25 fiberglass molds are being produced by Glenn Samuels of Hinesville. Sponsors and artists will also be on hand for the Pygmalion preview. And that title for the kickoff should tell you there's an underlying theme here, puns and plays on words. During Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue, all the pigs will be on display in the Pig Corral. The final auction is called Piggies Go to Market. Wendy Poole and Don Moore say artists and organizers alike have had fun bouncing ideas off of one another.
Everybody actually has really loved that, and especially at board meetings or committee meetings, you know, this has been going on forever. So we have come up with lots more that you don't even see on the paper.
Some of these designs are just out of this world. I mean, it's incredible some of the ideas that these artists have come up with to put on this pig. In fact, in some cases, turn the pig into another animal.
Like we have Edgar Allan Pork. And I don't know, I don't have the book here, so I can't remember them all, but there are many, many artists use the pun.
one of our sponsors runs a local restaurant, and she chose a mermaid pig.
Well, I would assume then that's mermaids.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Yes.
Wendy Poole, the executive director of the Ozark Literacy Council, says the project was helped along by involvement from the Fayetteville Advertising and Promotion Commission. And she says there's room for more. At least 12 more pigs can be sponsored, and more of the swine can be ready if there is demand. She says the mission for Pigsibition is threefold: promote the city of Fayetteville, provide a chance for artists to ham it up, and help the Ozark Literacy Council with its work.
We have a partner. We have the Advertising and Promotion Commission is our partner, and we partner with them, so we are promoting the information about literacy. We're promoting the local art in Fayetteville and promoting the city with this event. But yes, literacy in the state of Arkansas is there's a terrible quote. One out of five people read below a fifth grade level.
20%.
20% of the state reads below a fifth grade level. So, and we have two different students at Ozark Literacy. We have an international student, so somebody that is learning English literacy for the first time, or an advanced international student. And then we also have the student that is studying literacy because they just didn't do well in school, or they dropped out of school, or whatever reason it is. We teach everybody the same curriculum, and it works.
You can see the artist conception for the pigs at pigsibition.com. Just look for the link at the bottom left, or you can just go to the link at ozarksatlarge.com. The Ella's Pygmalion preview is tomorrow night at the Inn at Carnell Hall in Fayetteville from 6 until 8. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I bet it will not be a bore.
Oh, that's cool.
It will not be a bore. It will be a lot of fun.
Don, Wendy, thank you both very much.
Thanks. Thanks
thank
a lot.
You.